I officially pardon you on this week of giving thanks, mainly because you're fat.
Correct. Kind of.
That's it. Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No, 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 no.
Could there have been?
Big Freddy! I'm Freddy!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you. No, the times are changing. We might need to redo that last little part and instead of fucking retarded, it should be friggin' retarded.
Correct, correct. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 22nd of November. It's Thanksgiving week, everyone. In the 2021, in the poultry year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton, I am your glutton for punishment host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Bader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even when I'm being very butch at an NFL game, you still get it wrong. Larry H. Bader. With me is Young Nicholas.
Hey, oh, this Young Nicholas.
I went also Big Fatty.
Hi.
Oh, me too.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, I was just over at the villa. I dropped off some food that I thought Big Fatty might eat because I wasn't
going to. In fact, we're going to do a taste test right now. We haven't tasted them yet.
Oh,
but
okay.
I've opened them up. Y'all, these are, they look like pretzel nubs.
They are, the official recipe title is Joanne's Pretzels. And
Joanne's Pretzels. Is that like Joanne's Fabrics?
It's the same Joanne.
Of them and you need to go buy more fabric.
Correct.
Clothes.
It's her marketing. It's her marketing scheme. Y'all, I found this recipe. It's a little old lady on the TikTok. And they were going on and on about how good they were. But y'all, she didn't give any quantities of pretzels, which makes making the sauce that you put on them and bake them, well, it makes it difficult to know. And so I just used a bag of pretzels, and I think it was what I was supposed to use, but I thought it was too little, so I have the sauce, the oil, and whatnot. So I think they're a little dry.
Looks,
but
I'm just going to say, it looks, just on observation, it looks like pretzels that have been dipped in butter and then rolled.
No butter.
And rolled in like ranch dressing dip.
There is some ranch dressing mix in there, and there's dill and lemon pepper and garlic powder. And
all right, so Nicholas and I are both going to try it right now.
Yep. Okay. I use very fruity EVOO, and I probably should have just used olive oil because I think that the fruitiness of the EVOO is probably not necessary, but it wasn't specific. So, Young Nicholas is holding
Nicholas
it like
a
swaddling child.
They are good.
I think, though, with a little more oil, they would be a little bit better. So, because they're a little dry.
A 5-gallon tub.
Well,
a 5-gallon tub.
I have the ingredients to make a 5-gallon tub. So
it has that amount of ingredients.
Yeah. So this is going to be my nuts and bolts competition. Y'all, we're going to have a competition. We're going to have the great holiday snack showdown.
Snack off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be the nuts and bolts versus Vader's pretzels, Joanne Vader's pretzels versus
Joanne Vader's pretzels.
Uh-huh. Versus whatever Granny comes up with. Yeah.
That's what we'll come up with.
And then young Nicholas can't enter because he's a professional. He's a trained professional.
Yeah, he's a trained professional.
Yeah, he can't enter. So are addictive. I will say they are addictive. So that's only a few of them. I still have some here, and I couldn't stop eating them. That's what I was doing when you message. The problem is, then you got to go wash your fingers because y'all, It just gets all up on the fingers.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the Cheetos without the orange.
Yeah. Yeah. So
as far as the fingers go.
Thinking maybe, you know what would be good is some like Parmesan cheese in there too. Mm-hmm. That would be real good. So anyway, this is the recipe that I'm experimenting with for crema. And y'all, it's not crema, but you know what? Once Thursday's over, well, put away the turkey and then tighten them up, but then tighten them up, but then, yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
We really do need to get those tightened up.
We really do. We really do.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. Vader, when you came by, we were working on the outdoor lights at the villa.
Were you? It looked like young Nicholas was working on the outdoor lights at the villa, well, and you were telling him what to do.
Look, this brings him great joy. So I provided the tidings of great joy for him.
Ah, okay.
By letting him decorate the bushes.
Yeah. Y'all, I pulled in kind of like a...
Mm-hmm. Like the skull going to the Taco Bell.
Uh-huh. And I pulled in and I didn't know who it was. Because y'all, like I just washed the car. Well, I'd rinsed it off because I'm going to the car lot tomorrow. We'll talk about that in a minute. But
I don't want
them. They're dangerous.
Oh, they're dangerous, he said.
Yeah. So I was all sweaty and I had a hat on, but y'all, I forgot that Big Fatty was having someone work on his electrical grid. And so I was like, oh Lord, I've rolled up. Although I look very butch in my coal mine.
Well, he got out of the car and he had his crooked hat on backwards. And I thought he had gotten the worst haircut I've ever seen on Peyton.
He did. He was like, oh, it's a hat. And I was like, oh yeah, it's backwards. Cause I banged it into the car because I was trying to pull out of the car wash and it was banging into the window.
Joanne Vader's pretzels make me very gassy.
Yeah, they will. They made me gassy. So whatever they do, I mean, I can only imagine what's going to happen to you.
There'll be a hazmat team over soon.
Right. Don't worry. Yeah.
You know, last week we mentioned quite a few of our devoted listeners.
Oh, we sure did. We're trying to get them, to catch their attention, see if they let us know they were listening.
Yeah, exactly. And so I don't want to take up any more time, just chitter-chatting, and let's just get right to the voice letters and the e-letters.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, that was good. Wow. That was good. That was nice
Thank
to hear
you
from
all
everyone.
So much for and you know, may your Thanksgiving be as bountiful as those voice letters were.
Correct. Okay. Now, do you have big gobble gobble plans, Big Fatty?
I am. I'm going with the NIP to some former coal miner home. The beverages, I believe.
Okay.
And we are going to be taking the dessert, which is Tanqueray 10.
Ah.
And, well, excuse me, that's the appetizer. And the dessert is going to be coconut cake and banana pudding from the Page's Okra Grill.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, good Lord, I hope you've bought your Nilla wafers. Y'all, it's a national Nilla wafer shortage.
Oh my God!
No, seriously. I don't know what the South is going to do for Thanksgiving. The Hatterina and I have already had two phone calls about it. I mean, there's concern.
Have you sent out scouts?
She was calling about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what she was calling about, and.
Now you alluded to this earlier that you are going to the professional sports ball competition tomorrow.
I am. So, well, as we record this tomorrow, so y'all were recording this a little bit early.
Excuse me. Yes, we're recording on Saturday
night, and because on Sunday,
that's how Saturday nights are in Charleston.
Right. So, y'all, I have a friend. We'll call him Ed, and And y'all, Ed is up there in age, and he's had some health issues lately. And he's been trying to get me to go to a Panthers game. He's a Panthers season ticket holder, and he's been trying to get me to go to a Panthers game with him for about 10 years. But it's always been, oh, you should come sometime. And I'm like, yeah, yes, okay, just tell me. And so he invited me last weekend when he was here in the Charlestons. And, y'all, he's just, his health isn't so great. And so I feel like, you know, it's one of those situations where I, of course, want to go and I enjoy his company. But I feel like if I say no,
and the time may be getting on.
Yeah, it may be the last time I'm able to say no.
That's why you went ahead and dropped the pretzels off.
Right.
Because, you know, you didn't know if I'd make it to Crema.
Well, you were talking about going on, and I said, "We're going on to glory." When I was over there, because I mean, yeah. What is the noise? Is this
that's?
Oh, is it coming out of him? Okay.
Yeah, it's coming out of the upper orifice.
Ah, okay, but
that may be a good title for the show. Upper orifice.
I believe Bushwhacker was the earlier suggested title of the show because
okay, Bushwhacker. That's right. Or Young Nicholas suggested that one.
Mm-hmm. He did. He did. I listened.
There may have been some bushwhacking last night at Friday at Fatty's, but anyway,
I'm gonna have to add that vomit sound.
My mm-hmm. little show on Monday.
All right, y'all. So, but anyway, so the Carolina Panthers are playing Washington. You know, formerly the Redskins. Which is a pretty big game. It is right. The stadium is sold out. The 70,000 seat stadium is completely sold out.
Who are you giving COVID to for Chroma?
Oh, right. I love my friend Ed. We'll call him Big Ed.
Big Ed.
And he was like, "Now, come on,
704 Ed."
Yep, 704 Ed. I thought you were about to do something else. But and so y'all, the thing about Ed is he said, "Now, if you can leave early enough, why don't we have a big breakfast before we go to the game? That way, you know, if it's sold out, $20 hot dogs are never great, but it's just going to be a chaos if we try to eat in the stadium."
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I said, "Okay, and I'm fine with not paying $20 for a hot dog."
Right.
And so
now does he have the seat ordering concierge kind of thing?
I don't know. He didn't say, but anyway, okay. Y'all, I said, sure, Ed. He said, "So let's meet it at the Skyline Diner," which is right.
Well,
right.
Can we goggle that? Have you already looked at the menu?
Well, I've been there. That's the diner right next to Sidelines and the Eagle, where the Eagle used to be. Remember, right there? It's that one.
Yeah.
So, so I said, okay, because I was going to take the train from Woodlawn right there or the light rail. And y'all, he said, "So 10 a.m. And I said, 10 a.m. He said, "So you're going to need to leave about, you know, 7:30. And I said, "Oh, yeah." Y'all, Ed has never been on time to something a day in his life. If we were going to the diner, we would have to start now.
I was going to say he'd probably need to leave or start getting ready now.
Right.
And he may be.
And he would still be late. I was like, "Oh yeah, sure." Yeah, he has decided we need to get there and tailgate. I said, "Well, I thought we were not driving." Well, we're not. I didn't say we were going to prepare the food. We're just going to walk around and get invited to tailgates. And I said, "Well, okay." So anyway, y'all, I hope there's a rascal involved. That's all I got to say. But anyway, so we're going to the Panthers game.
That rascal, all right. I tell you.
We're going to the Panthers game. It's going to be a blast. Y'all, I don't know much about the NFL because I admittedly prefer the hockey and the baseball to the football.
All right. Well, let me tell you the one thing that's going to drive you fucking crazy more than anything tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I already, you know how I hate crowds, but then loudness I hate. And then you put that shit in there and it's like, ugh. But yeah. So
that's a panther, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think isn't the Panthers' new coach? Wasn't he Washington's coach?
That Fig Newton is back.
He is
there as the quarterback.
He is. I think this is only like his second or third game as the quarterback. Yeah. So that should be exciting. I don't know. I think all of these things combined, are making for a sellout crowd. So y'all, I'm going to give you a full report on next Monday's little show.
Are y'all going to leave about the start of the third quarter?
No. He insists that we stay until the end, which is why, I mean, which is fine. I mean, you know, because I think we have to buy one ticket because we're taking some friends with us. Mm-hmm. So we had to buy a ticket, y'all. And I offered to pay because I was like, you know, whatever. You've invited me.
And then you found out what the price was.
I almost pooped my jalopy when I was on my way home from work, and he told me how much that ticket was.
Wait a minute. Now, where do we know where in the stadium the tickets are?
It is. It's not in the upper deck. It's in the lower, whatever the section.
Lower bowl. Okay.
Right. It's not on the 50. I think it's two sections over from the 50.
So maybe 40 to 45.
Probably closer to 40, if I had to guess.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Because he said he liked the seat so much. He's been a season ticket holder since day one, and he liked the seat so much, he's just never felt like he needed to get better ones. So
okay. A ticket. I'm asking young Nicholas for it. We're playing The Price is Right now.
Right.
A ticket in the lower section on about the 40-yard line for a Panthers game.
At least 500,
he said.
Okay. I'm happy to report the young Nicholas is over.
Oh, he went over. I would have guessed 180.
Oh, you're way under.
Way under. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. About 350.
350.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Which is about the price of gasoline in
right. It's about how much it's about how much it'll cost me in gasoline to drive up there and back.
Right.
So I was glad that I was using the Marriott points for the night because
I know you and Vlad in fact, have you reached Vlad level on the Marriott points?
Oh, I've long since passed Vlad on the Marriott points, but y'all. Well, and I'm still debating, y'all. I might cancel my room at the Marriott thereby because I'm staying at the Marriott right by Sidelines. Because
did JW
help
you with that reservation?
He did. He did. Okay. He's a good friend of mine. But y'all, I was like, why am I going to? I mean, Sidelines is fun. If you've ever been to the car lot, it's a sports bar. It's a good sports bar. But y'all, they don't have much outside area. They've just got that little. I don't know. It's like a dog run like shape space. But y'all, I was like, why am I not staying over by the woodshed? Because the woodshed has all the outdoors. Because, you know, we don't want to get the COVID if we don't have to.
Well, and you've always been attracted to anything called the woodshed.
Correct. But y'all, the woodshed is fun.
It is fun.
And it'll be Sunday night. But y'all, I mean, I should be there I'll probably have dinner, but 6:30 or so, 7 o'clock. So it's not like I'd be out late. But
now, will you be having dinner with Ed?
I was offering to take him to dinner until I had to buy that ticket. So now I think no. Okay. I feel like I've paid my dues by purchasing that ticket. So anyway, speaking of Big Ed.
Yes.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
That was young Nicholas. Okay, everybody. It's that game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone famous. Or at least relatively so. Born on this day, I have to tell him how we would know them and if they are dead or alive.
You ready?
Every time. I'm ready.
All right. Something special for Thanksgiving week. Boris Becker.
Boris Becker. I'm not sure how he's related to Thanksgiving, but he is dead. And y'all, he is the Russian. Cosmonaut who went with the monkey into outer space.
Oh, do you remember the monkey's name?
I do not. That's not part of this quiz.
I believe it was Larry. Boris Becker, you're very close, by the way. Boris Becker is alive, and he's a tennis player and has won at Wimbledon numerous times. All right, yeah. Thomas Cook,
he's dead. He's dead. Also not Thanksgiving related. Y'all, he discovered, he was an explorer. I think he was Australian or British. probably one and the same. And he was Polynesia. He discovered a lot of the Polynesian islands, or charted them, or whatever you call it.
Probably the Cook Islands.
Probably.
Okay, well, Thomas Cook is indeed dead, and he was the British founder and CEO of Thomas Cook & Son Travel Agency, which you see in the Aereo Puertos when you travel. You know, that's where they jack up the exchange rate and all.
Well, I would say that I agree with you, y'all, but that that travel agency went out of business about 2 years ago. Okay.
Okay, great. Tarzan of the... Oh, Tarzan of the Apes.
Well, I guess in never dead, so also never alive. And I'm not going to do the Tarzan yell, but it was the movie. Right.
Edgar Rice Burroughs, who wrote Tarzan of the Apes, said that November the 22th was his birthday.
Oh, well, how about that? Okay, one more? Do you have one more?
Yeah, I think we've probably got maybe one or two more.
Okay.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Okay. Rodney Dangerfield. So he's not to be confused with Evel Knievel.
Right.
But he was, you know, one of those stunny showmen out there that you saw on the TV and all that stuff. And I think he's dead.
Well, now this doesn't say he's dead, but I think he's dead. Rodney Dangerfield, he was a comedian. He was in that Caddyshack.
Oh.
And his stand-up comedy was, no respect. I don't ever get respect. No respect. No respect. No respect.
I remember about Rodney Dangerfield is how much I detested when I would see him in something on TV. And also, and I'm going to say these words, and this is, maybe this will get people to mention that they listen to our little show, or God forbid, send us an email, meh, at the lfc.online. But I didn't enjoy Caddyshack.
Okay.
Nor the restaurant.
I always get Rodney Dangerfield and Henny Youngman confused. Oh. But Henny Youngman had a violin. And Rodney Dangerfield had no respect. Uh-oh. All right. One last one. And this one's very, very, very dear to my heart.
Oh.
Robert Vaughn.
I feel like last year we also did his birthday, and I was, you know, studying up on him since then.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Robert Vaughn was he was an actor, I guess, but he hosted quite a few little shows and whatnot, including. And now this is the one that's going to, you know, bring some memories back to folks.
Oh, Unsolved Memory Lane, here it comes.
It's the Unsolved Mysteries. He hosted the Unsolved Mysteries.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and Dead or Alive?
Oh, dead.
Oh, yeah. Well, he is dead. Died in 2016. And he was an American actor, but he played, and the old gal will know this one. She's probably screaming it out. She's not. He played Napoleon Solo on The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Y'all,
I love The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Intro car match. Ham hootenanny. That's what you just said. Like, to me, none of that makes sense.
Okay.
Just words.
From New Jersey, from Tennessee.
Doesn't listen.
But right. If he did, he right. would know that Robert Vaughn is just below Shirley Booth.
Ooh. Well, that's saying something, isn't it?
Well, Shirley was she was kinky.
Y'all, speaking of Shirley, y'all, I've got a Miss P update.
Yes.
Now, for those of you who listened to the last little show, I told the story about the Father Hat's dog who they thought had gone away to glory to die in peace, and then they found her because she'd had a stroke and whatever. And
right.
So
was in the barn,
and so they but hadn't eaten or drank for like 5 days. And so they just assumed the end was near. They brought her in. They gave her some medicines, pumped her up on drugs, and, you know, got her to start eating and drinking.
And now she's pregnant.
Basically. Okay. I was FaceTiming with my father last night with the father hat because he had thought he had somehow thought Apple was suing him and taking away his photos because he fell for an internet scam.
That's nice.
So, but I was FaceTiming with Father Hat to be like, no, no, you're being scammed. And I looked up and there goes that dog just casually walking across the living room floor. You know, she's a little moving a little slow. One leg doesn't work so well, but because of the stroke,
you know, you know, that's pretty like much like the old gal.
Right, right. And I was just like, are you kidding? And he was like, well, she's not the same, but you know, I was like, well, she just went over there and ate the cat's food and walked away with the bowl in her mouth. And that's basically the same to me. So, yeah, she, y'all, I tell you what, don't ever discount their animals. They just, go on and on and on.
Right.
Well, you better bring her some treats for Thanksgiving. And I was like, okay, I'll get her the peanut butter treats that she likes.
Oh, we love the peanut butter treats. Is that the milk bones that are dipped in peanut butter?
No, they're like Newman's on dog treats. They're the organic ones that are just like, I don't know. The dogs love them. Because, you know, we do run a kennel at the coal mine. And so at the coal mine kennel, I always have dog treats. So they like me. And that's the only reason they like me. But we have four or five dogs that, you know, pop by. And they love the Newman's Own peanut butter dog treats. So, and I, you know, I don't think you can buy those as a salad dressing. But, you know.
You never know.
I haven't looked. If we're being honest, I don't buy a lot of salad dressings. So
now, what you asked me what I was doing for Spanksgiving. What are you doing for Spanksgiving?
Y'all, it's a lot. A lot is what I'm doing.
It's a lot.
So I get back Monday from the car lot. Work
you're off for the rest of the year, aren't you?
Basically, I'm going to work Tuesday, and then. On Thursday, and I got to cook on Wednesday because y'all, I'm in charge of the cheesecake and all that stuff for Thanksgiving lunch, and the ice. I'm always now, in charge of the ice.
Is that the coal mine Thanksgiving luncheon?
Ooh, canceled again for the 18th year in a row.
Well, you know there is something to be thankful for,
right? We were all grateful. Now they're having a wine and cheese holiday hootenanny. And no, apparently they're upset because everyone RSVP'd no. Anyway, y'all, our coal mine team, y'all, we're going to a bar. We're going to an old Charleston bar that has recently been reopened. And everyone's super excited about it.
It's big in the name.
It is in the name of it. It's Big Fatty's. We're going to Big Fatty's Tavern. Big Fatty's. And we're going to be... Y'all,
now will you be riding your horse in there?
No, but I am riding an Uber. I've already exclaimed as they drove out of sight that I will not be
driving.
Happy
Christmas to all and to all a good night.
And to all, if we're going to a bar, I'm not driving. And so anyway, y'all, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, but so Thursday I'm going up to Hatville to see Mother Hat, Father Hat, and then one Hattie family member who's going to be there. And we're having, you know, just a little something, just 20 or 30 dishes. And then...
four of you.
Actually, there's nine of us, but...
Yeah,
but yeah. And then come home Thursday night because, you know, can't leave the kitties.
Well. Right.
And
you,
then
and
on,
plus, you know, you got to be home Thursday night for the Thanksgiving tradition. I don't know what it is.
I don't either. Cause I usually just come home. But then,
well, that's the tradition.
Right. But then, on Friday evening, I am, I have plans to go up to the Dirty Myrtle with Chris, who's already there. I think he's already there. As you hear this, I think he's already there. And going up to the Dirty Myrtle, and we're going to spend the weekend up there. And, I'll be home Sunday morning because I got things to
do. Now, will you be staying at the conference center?
The resort and conference center, I will be. I will be. I figure it's safe to get COVID. Yeah. Well, it's safe to get COVID then versus before I see the hats. So...
Well, no, you're going to get COVID on the sports ball. Spreader event.
Ah, yes. You know, I have had my third shot. I've had my booster shot.
Mm. Ooh. Oh, Well, I've had mine too, because, you know, I'm old.
Well, I work in a compromising environment or something like
well,
that.
Well, yeah, ain't that the truth?
Correct. Compromised my morals years ago.
Well, but, I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. And there's not too many arguments about whether it's called stuffing or dressing. Do you have an opinion on that?
If it's in the bird, it's stuffing. If it's not, it's dressing, unless you live in the South, and then it's just dressing.
And it's dressing, and you'll be stuffing that in your pie hole, right?
Well, that does remind me of someone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Have you ever wondered why it's called a pie hole?